Gibbs, Dr. Great Grimsby, England, September 19, 1886. Dr. Gibbs, dear brother, I have been interested to learn how you were prospering at the health retreat. I hope that the prospering hand of God is with you. I have had many fears that you would not be wise in caring for yourself. I know that you are too willing to place yourself in hard and trying places. I have been thinking to write you for weeks in regard to this matter. I know that you occupy an important position, and I am very much concerned at times lest you will, under the pressure of circumstances, feel that you must take hold of matters and do work that does not belong to you to do, and which will weaken your physical forces for doing the important work which should not be trusted to other hands than your own to do. I hope you will not become discouraged. I hope you will consider that you are engaged in a work where you can be a great blessing to humanity. You are not to expect that your best and most taxing efforts may always be appreciated, but you are not working merely for wages, but to do the work more important to be done than the one who ministers in word and doctrine. I know that you are often tempted and tried. I know that the Lord will not leave you to wrestle with these temptations alone. Only believe Jesus is your helper, a very present help in time of trouble. Somehow today it seemed to me I must see you and bid you look up. Yes, look up through the mist, through the clouds to the sun of righteousness. You must not be depressed. It is the depressing discouragements that are sapping your life forces. You must be cheerful even though disappointed in men. Jesus understands, Jesus is true, Jesus is your Savior. Only a little while of trial, a little moment of affliction, then an eternal weight of glory. I write to you as I would to my own sons. You are in the place where God would have you. I tell you, my brother, there is no mistake in this matter. I know what I am talking about. Be true to God, and you will do the work He has given you to do with fidelity. God lives and reigns. We have a living and a risen Savior. He has a care for you. The mighty, wonderful Savior that led the armies of the Hebrew host is your God. You have only to trust Him as a child trusts its parents. Only to obey Him, and although your confidence in men and women may have been severely shaken, yet your confidence in God may be firm and abiding. He has never proved false. He has never deceived you. He will be your guide and deliverer in the most trying circumstances. He will be at your right hand. We are every moment girded with His power and surrounded by His presence as really as were the Israelites in the midst of the divided sea. The deepest and truest philosophy of life and faith is to bring ourselves into the most intimate relation with God. God is giving you an experience. And if you do not grieve too much and feel too keenly, you will have physical strength. But sorrow and dissension and untruthfulness are to you a living death. But you must in faith commit your case to God. Truth will triumph, and you will triumph with it. Keep fast hold on Jesus. Look up to the haven of rest and the home of the blessed. Keep your soul in the love of God, whatever may betide, and you will grow spiritually strong. Jesus is your loving friend. He will take your hand and help you over every hard and trying place. A grateful, trustful, habitual recognition of God lies at the very foundation of all right conduct, all true character. You must never lose confidence in God. It were less sinful, less unreasonable, to forget every human friend you have in the world than to forget God. I know that you love God, and I know you will try to serve Him in all sincerity, in all fidelity. And no one will ever be able to make you afraid or ashamed to be known as a servant of the Most High God. May the Lord bless you, is the prayer of your sister.